Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on this morning with Doug Myers. He's the Senior Vice President and Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome to our Thought Leader Chair.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning, Steve.
I want to focus in on some mega trends for wealth management's industry. I know a couple of things have been out there floating around in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic that's easing. Talk to us a little bit about what you see happening.
Well, we're seeing three levels of impact in wealth management going forward, Steve. The first area, I think, is advice and experience from financial advisors will matter more to clients more than ever. Advice is progressively becoming wealth management's core offering. And as we've talked before, you know, you've got to have that one-on-one relationship with your financial advisor. And I think these conversations, especially given the COVID environment we've been in for the past year and a half, are more relevant than ever. Another area of impact is these client interactions will focus on a higher value of advisor interventions supported by digital tools. And, you know, these digital tools in conjunction with the one-on-one relationship, I think, are going to help guide people's financial prosperity going forward. I think several examples of these digital tools might be personal cash flow and net worth analysis. Portfolio diversification analysis could be another example. Portfolio risk analysis could be relevant, and longevity of portfolio are all examples of digital tools that help your financial advisors. The third and last impact that we're seeing affect wealth management is a sense of financial wellness progressively reshaping how wealth is discussed. And what I mean by this is kind of a holistic view, lifestyle values, mental well-being, in terms of your whole holistic lifestyle, especially in retirement. Mm-hmm. This could include insurance, lending, elder care is a big issue now, education, et cetera, are just examples of these lifestyle events that we're facing.
Yeah, I have some specific questions about a couple of those areas. Back to that client interactions. I've seen it described as the coming hyper-personalization. Talk to us a little bit about how that is different from today.
Well, I think, you know, your term hyper-personalization is effective in the fact that, you know, you just have to have a one-on-one relationship. I mean, when you're looking at your financial goals for your life, you know, your financial advisor has to look at goal-based financial planning. That's just not using benchmarks of the market, for example, but it's applying these goals to your personal situation. You know, do you want to retire with several homes? Do you want to educate your children? Do you want to travel? We all have our specific goals and needs. And I think a financial advisor has to custom tailor that to your specific needs. And that's what we call, what we refer to as goal-based financial planning.
Mm-hmm. On the digital tools front, I know I'm one of those people that sometimes when I'm faced with the new digital platform or one of these tools that you've described, I get a little nervous because I'm not, you know, very comfortable on some of that stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that part of it. I mean, I get, will there be a little bit of hand-holding by you when you're helping people understand some of these digital tools?
Definitely. I think the digital tools can help backfill a financial plan. And what I mean by that is, as I said earlier, you know, the digital tools such as, you know, personal cash flow analysis and portfolio analysis can really help in the conversation with your financial advisor on, you know, account diversification, as we've spoken of before, how the market, the current economic climate is treating your portfolio. And I think digital tools can help, but it's not the only means. I think you have to have that one-on-one relationship with a financial advisor to to help clarify the digital aspect that we're talking about.
On the holistic front, this past year or so, we've all had quite a bit of stress because of COVID-19. How much of that will be residual in terms of, you know, moving forward with some sort of confidence?
You know, it's hard to say, Steve. I think the last 18 months have really put a different kind of stress level on all of us that we weren't probably used to. And a lot of that is financial in nature. I mean, a lot of people have cut back on their income, have forced to been able to cut back on their income. They've had job changes. And I think that just adds to the level of stress. And I think all this is part of your whole financial well-being, as I spoke of. You know, the elder care issue is important as we face aging parents, the education aspect to educate our children, you know, the insurance aspect, the risk of protection we need. Mm-hmm. So all these things play into that.
This kind of ties into that discussion. I saw a study, a retirement risk readiness study for 2021 that shows that clients have lots of worries about their retirement, but they're not really talking about it with their advisors. They're not discussing their worries and financial concerns with advisors. Why do you think that is, and what advice can you give people who might be in this category?
You know, that's interesting, and I don't really have an answer for why they're not being maybe 100% upfront with their financial advisors, but you need to be, because this person is there to help you and guide you. His or her expertise is so important in your financial future. And I think it goes back to the general stress level that we've all been faced with, being at home and the financial insecurities we might have with the economy, the changes going on in the world, the current economic climate. You know, we're looking at facing inflation possibly going forward that we haven't seen in a long time. And so I think all these things are going to play into conversations that are real important. And I think you just have to be upfront with a financial advisor and let them help you partner in working on a financial plan.
The Allianz 2021 Retirement Risk Readiness Study found 71% of participants worried about the rising cost of healthcare, 67% were worried about rising cost of living, 66% were worried that market downturns would affect their savings. Doug, I'm betting that you have answers and strategies to deal with all of those.
We do, and consistency is so important in modeling a financial portfolio to help the ups and downs in the current market environment. And we've talked about being steady and being consistent. The market's going to go up and down, and we don't know exactly how that's going to affect your portfolio. But if you're well diversified and if you're consistent and steady, I think that's the whole reason to avoid the stress and the volatility.
On another topic, we've all read the headlines and seen these stories recently of these cyber hacks and ransomware attacks. And this has been hitting a lot of different industries. And the U.S. Labor Department is trying to get retirement plans to check in on their cybersecurity, and that's caught some people off guard. Talk to us a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, there's a division of the Department of Labor called the Employee Benefit Security Administration, or EBSA, EBSA, and they believe cybersecurity should be a chief and primary concern for the sponsors and retirement service providers. They're trying to protect an estimated $9.3 trillion worth of stored American retirement assets. And I think they're now forcing these retirement providers and servicers to be audited and to have a plan and a process for cybersecurity. And it's become a real issue, as you mentioned. I mean, we've seen recent cybersecurity issues with Microsoft. The MTA in New York has had a breach. Colonial Pipeline was a biggie that we all knew about. Hospitals, banks, financial institutions, municipalities. I mean, this is real and current. And I think the Department of Labor is concerned that these service providers for retirement accounts aren't prepared. And so they're really being proactive in forcing these servicers to make sure they're prepared for this.
You mentioned $9.3 trillion worth of stored American retirement assets. That's a literal and figurative honeypot for these hackers. Talk to us about how you feel your industry is prepared for this or not prepared for it.
Well, we spend countless hundreds of millions of dollars on security. And just when you think you're secure and you're infrastructure is in place, you know, they find a way to breach it, it seems like. And so it's always evolving, and banks are spending billions of dollars literally in the industry to protect the assets. And, you know, the fiduciary trust we have with our clients is paramount, and it's the most important thing we can do. And so, you know, not just banks, but every industry, it's relevant to make sure that they're prepared for this. And, you know, it's a challenge because we've seen it continue to go on, and it's going to continue. It's not going to go away.
Do you think that this is a whole of industry and government problem that shouldn't be just left to private industry, but the government should have more involvement in trying to prevent these hacks from happening?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the government is starting to, you know, just as this example with the Department of Labor, I think the government is trying to be proactive in looking at this. And I think the Colonial Pipeline issue really motivated the government to get involved because it could have serious ramifications to our whole economy.
Yeah, we as investors have so much to worry about already with markets and the economy and all of the other things. The last thing we need to worry about is a hacker getting a hold of our retirement money.
Exactly, and that's very important. Yeah,
Doug, you have your finger on the pulse of things happening. In closing this morning, I want to just ask what your thoughts are on how things stand with the economy and wealth management. Do we have things to look forward to? Is it positive in your eyes?
Yes, it is. I think the economy is very strong. I think there's a risk of inflation that the Fed is going to have to address. I think they're going to have to reverse their position and not raising interest rates that was previously adhered to. I think we're going to see interest rates possibly rise in the fourth quarter. But I think the economy is strong. Companies' earnings are strong. There's a lot of liquidity in the system. I think you're looking at a robust stock market. I think we can look at that continued for the next year or two. So I'm very optimistic about what's going on in the world economy. As things open up, I think we're going to be able to see continued growth.
That's a great place to leave it this morning, positive and upbeat. Doug, thank you. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can call me directly, Steve, at 312-544-4600. I appreciate the discussion.
All right. Thanks, Doug. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.